Afternoon, dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Brian Carroll. This goes to Dr. Crispos 1 on 6/28/23. Mr. Carroll performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a minimal impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was complete reversibility of the airway's obstruction with continued minimal reduction of the forced vital capacity. Compared to a prior study dated 10/27/22, there's been no significant change, period, in paragraph compression, minimal restriction with minimal reversible airway's obstruction showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Stephen Hawthorne. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 6/28/23, Mr. Hawthorne performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a severe degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. New paragraph. Compared to a prior study dated 2/21/23, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression, period. Thank you.